Welcome to Zico Delsi Monday, everybody. Everyone, Gold. All right, now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 blot in Masechta Sukkah from Daf Lamed Tes all the way to Daf Mem Hey. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number 1. Which daf do we mokok Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how Shemitah produce is mischalelas unto money? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we mokok regarding whether a Ravos is a Yesod Nevim or Minhag Nevim? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we, according to Abai's understanding of Rabbi Yossi, one would be putter for inadvertently carrying his lulav upside down into Rishus of Rabim? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a lulav has Kedusha Shvi's because its use as a broom means its benefit and consumption come at the same time? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that we do not give money to an Amah Arts from the sale of Shemitah produce more than 3 meals worth? That's on Daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the entire day of the 16th of Nisan forbidden to eat Chodesh? That's on Daf Memo. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the Kol Mitzvahs Mevarch over Lasiyah San, and therefore we make a bracha before reciting Hallel? That's on Daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we makok is whether Kohanim Balim Mumin bring a Ravos and go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a Ravos that were 11 amos high were placed on the Yesod of the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that the first Torah that a father teaches a child who can speak is Torah Tzivolan and Moshe? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 11. Which daf do we learn that the Makor for the Lamed Vav Tzadikim is from the Pasuk Ashrei Kochochei Lo? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we learn that the Rabbanan forbid Lulav on the last 6 days of the Chag lest one carry a Dalet Amos in Yishus Rabim to learn the Halachas from a Baki? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we learn that someone who works to make a profit from Shemitah produce will become impoverished and have to sell his Metaltalin? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn that the Arava is taken alone and one cannot use the Aravas from the Lulav? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yosef and Abai, whether the Arava ceremony in the base of Migdash entails just Zekifa or both Netila and Zekifa? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 16. Which daf do we learn Matana al Manas Lachzir Shmem Matana? That's on Daf Mem Olav. Good. Number 17. Which daf do we learn if one purchases Luv during Shemitah from an Amah Aretz, then he should have the Amah Aretz give him the Esrog as Matana? That's on Daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 18. Which daf do we learn the source for doing things as a Zechel Amigdash is from the Pasuk Vatzion Hi Dorj Einla? That's on Daf Mem Olav. Good. Number 19. Which daf do we learn the Makor for Easter Chag? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 20. Which daf do we learn? Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbis in the base of Migdash are Docher Shabbos on the 7th day of the Chag in order to be Mefarsim that it's a mitzvah min Torah. That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 21. Which daf do we learn? Rabbi Eliezer holds Makshirei Luv are Docher Shabbos based on the drush of Bayom Vafil B'Shabbos. That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes this Grand Pop Quiz. I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.